I sure hope you're here for an exciting episode of Steam Spy Solo Stories, because that's what I intend to provide for you. My name is Mark, and I'm playing Agent Roland Doyle, and I'm running myself through a completely solo role-playing experience. In our last episode, you know, I just realized I keep saying our episode, even though I'm the only one here right now. But I guess I say it because I consider all of you to be on this journey with me. So this is our episode. So if you're with me, write in. Let me know what you're thinking. We're all in this together. Anyway, in our last episode, Roland just barely defeated the giant robotic machination of his nemesis, Stelina Verka. He overloaded her robotic frame, causing her to erupt into flames. Unfortunately, the lab is now also on fire, and there are still several robotic sentries around. Their last instruction was to kill me. So getting out of here is still going to be a challenge. There is chaos. The humans are probably smart enough to run for safety, but some of the sentry robots are still milling around, probably trying to decide between duty and self-preservation. I'm going to combine all the risks into one difficult chasing action. I still have my plot twist if necessary, and I'm going to take on the racer role. I didn't make it. I missed by 3 points. Which is going to be damage for me. I'm going to say one of the security robots comes out of the flames and sees me and shoots at me as I'm kind of standing around looking for an opening. So now I'm wounded, but there's enough smoke and distraction that I'm going to say I can stagger out of sight quickly, get some cover and head in a different direction. And I can make another attempt to ditch the sentries and make a run for it. Now, I'm going to try the same thing again. I'm racing against a difficult chase action. Oof. I duck out of the sight of the robot and go where I think I'm covered, but I run right into a wall of flame. I'm burned now for an additional 2 points of damage. I'm almost injured, but not yet. I'm still just wounded. I'm going to take one last shot at racing out of here. Okay, this time I just make it. So with robots bursting around me and some flames rising in every direction, I see a window and I charge toward it. I jump, I smash through the window just as the lab explodes behind me. And I come down kind of in a rolling fall in the sand of the beach. And once I roll to a stop, I flip over to my back. I'm badly injured, but I can just lay there and stare into the night sky. Only to find myself staring up at the gun barrel of Agent Yoza Sachiko. The mission is over, Roland. Now I must complete my secondary objective and kill you. Now, obviously, I'm pretty badly hurt, which is going to affect anything I do, but physically it's going to be rough. I'm just going to have to try and talk her down. Kyoza, you don't have to do this right away, do you? Wouldn't you like to celebrate first? Obviously, I'm going to take on the role of confidant and throw in a little seduction. Oh boy. I wish you could see this roll. So the moon reflects in her cold, determined eyes, her fingers quivering on the trigger before a small smile loosens up her set lips. I suppose killing you can wait for a little while. Then she flops down in the sand next to me and throws her gun aside. Or even a few years. Then she kisses me, the music swells, the credits roll, and scene. I hadn't intended to go for the full James Bond ending, but my golden die exploded twice, I had a 17 on my interaction roll, so I had to go with it. I'd kind of said she had been softening up a little bit, but that just seems like a perfect place to end this mission. I ended up with a whopping 6 plot points for Act 3. And I didn't have to use my plot twist. Amazing. Since I saved up my previous plot points, I have enough to raise my face to 4, making that my strongest type now. I still have enough to purchase a second plot twist for next time. So I'm going into the next mission with 2 plot twists, so that is great. That's it for this mission, but we still have plenty of time for our RPG reflection. RPG reflection is where I bring in some alternate voice to kind of bring me back to reality. So as usual, I have Zach. How you doing, Zach?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
Good. But wait, that's not all. For the same low, low price, you also get Logan. Logan, welcome
Hey,
to
here on a
Steam
discount
Spy
rate.
Solo Stories. So you guys have been keeping up with what I've been doing. So let's hear some first reactions. Logan, what do you think?
Oh, I'm
This is
still catching up on some of the details, but for this most recent one, this most recent story, I really liked the tone here. It felt very upbeat. It felt very excited and pulled me in. So that was very nice. I haven't listened to all of your solo sessions yet, is all I'm saying. But this one, this is a
That's
good
fair.
story. This is fun.
Good. Zach, what do you think?
Yeah, this is definitely a fun story. You threw in a couple of those kind of setting specific details like mechanical coach and you had kind of your main villain. You had a lot of villains in this one.
I
I can't
did.
remember which one was the main one,
Yes.
but Miss Verka, Stelina Verka,
Yep.
was wanting to augment her damaged body
Yeah.
with some Orisaku artificial materials, which I thought was really, really exciting because that throws kind of that that specific faction's kind of their calling card, whatever they're specifically good at. You're kind of throwing that in there with the story as well.
True.
So I just love it.
More of that
Neat.
steampunk weird
Yeah,
science. I love it.
it's
Yeah.
yeah. You got to do it. You just have to.
For sure.
But yeah, this was a fun one. I got to really bring in a lot of the lore from the book, as well as some the past reoccurring villain and some new characters. So it was fun.
Yeah. A lot of bodies in this one.
Yes.
It was just a little difficult to figure out who was who at the very beginning, but then once I remembered the names and stuff like that, it just came right back to me.
That's fair. Yes.
But I love there was a moment in there. I believe it was in between Act 1 and 2, and I believe you also did it between Act 2 and 3. But you had kind of a shorter episode in there. I believe it was the second episode, first act, second episode. Anyways, where you didn't really have enough material to keep going with the same act, so you just very seamlessly transitioned into the next act on the same episode, and that was completely fine.
That was
Well, yeah,
great.
the act really refers to kind of the setting, the beat of the
Yeah.
story. And it's not necessarily tied specifically to the episodes. The episodes I can break at different points. And in this one, I tried to push a little bit more for cliffhangers to keep it
Oh
exciting.
yeah, you definitely felt
But
that. It was definitely that episode feeling where it's like, come back next time to see this part resolve. And then when you think that's gonna,
right.
more stuff happens and it's like, oh, next one,
Yeah.
definitely pulled on that
Yes.
very well.
Yes. But the game itself has a very strict act structure to the narrative.
Yeah.
The first act is really set up to create a situation, and then the second act kind of ramps it or twists it, and then the third act is the resolution. And a lot of times those are based on different scenes or settings. Quite often you'll travel to a different location as kind of the signal to transfer to a new act. So the act structure is different than the episodes in this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And usually kind of the way we do our actual play stuff is a lot different than the way you're doing things in the solo series here, just because,
well, it kind of has to.
You can have more episodes because they're shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. So it's a slightly different feel than the other stuff we've done in the past. But I think it's a good change of pace.
Good.
Yeah.
I also enjoy, you know, I talk about this almost every reflection, but the story cipher that you've kind of built into the system there, that kind of yes and no but mechanic,
right,
that you've kind of thrown into with some dice rolls, really fits in with the genre too. Just because of the spy and things kind of don't always happen the way that you expect them to.
Yep, something's always going to go wrong.
Something's always going to go wonky, go a little bit different.
Well, that's
I enjoy.
That's the fun of role playing is when you have a game master, they throw the twists at you. But when you're solo playing, you're kind of relying on those type of rules and rulings to kind of force you to shake things up. So
yeah, you really do have to have a solo game, you know, a system that helps, you know, help you do that, help you with your own creativity. Otherwise you're going to feel like you're kind of repeating yourself, or just, you know, you can get stuck very easily. And when you have something in those mechanics that help with that yes and no but, that's very nice, you know, with a system for sure.
Well, it's kind of the difference between just creative writing and sitting down and writing a story and having some sort of gaming mechanic to kind of force you to look at things in a way that you might not normally do.
Yeah, and there are quite a few of those moments where I'm listening and I can tell when you get an interesting combination of the yes and no but for the situation.
Yeah.
And I can kind of hear the gears turning in Mark's head just a little bit whenever he rolls something that he wasn't expecting.
Yes.
And then having him figure out the ways to combat that, as in, you know, taking the story forward.
That does seem one of the good mechanics here with the solo session, is it's forcing you as a creative person to come up with something on your own based on whatever's rolled, as opposed to like having a party or a group that kind of throws things at you. It's very much kind of stretching that creative muscle a bit.
And I think, you know, for me especially, I think it helps me when I bring it to a group session as well, because I've been forced to think that way and think of, you know, twists and going with the flow. And it's a great exercise.
I like how in this session that you kind of tied up some character threads, like the system or the storyline helped tie itself up. Because like earlier on, you've got that like, okay, Sashiko might, you know, kind of like me, kind of not. And then later on, you know, your character tells her to take somebody outside, which kind of felt like a departure of character that she would just go along with that. But in the end, we see why it ties up. And I'm not telling it here if you didn't listen to it.
Well, you've just listened to it because this is tacked on to the end of the episode. So, but and part of that is the knowledge, the kind of meta knowledge of the story structure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you know you're in the third act, you're probably going to be reacting to some of those story cipher elements differently than you would in the first act. In the first act, you're kind of building story, you're building challenges, you're building complications. In the third act, you're wrapping them up. You're finding resolutions rather than new things.
Yeah, so
that's part of the advantage here.
And in this system, you know, you threw, you know, steampunk in with a lot of electricity, and my brain just jumps to like the ultimate Tesla coil.
Oh yeah,
experience. Yeah. I don't know if anybody's seen the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yes, with, you know, the Tesla coil songs and
nice. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I was definitely imagining the old Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Labs too, you know, those sort of
exactly
themes.
Yeah, those are
Because it is almost Victorian era. Yeah.
Sure.
More or less. So yeah, it's wonderful. It's great.
So any other questions or thoughts or ideas? I think
One thing from, you know, not having listened to all of your solo sessions previous, only a couple of them. I personally would love to hear like more of what you rolled and how that applies to the system in one of these, you know, kind of like, you know, not too much, because we still want people to go find the system itself, which you can right now go and get on DriveThruRPG, shameless plug. But I do, you know, it would be nice to have that feeling of, okay, I rolled this. So this was a 6 and a 4 and a 2. And that's what this means here. And this is what it happened or whatever, you know, just some little bit of like, not just I roll.
Yeah.
Okay. This happens. Like, why? What did you roll? What was that interaction there?
Right. And, you know, for anybody else who's new, the first episode, I did a lot more of that.
Okay.
And then
the first series, you almost did that for the first few episodes.
And then, you know, I tried to get, you know, kind of pick up the pace a little bit more and focus a little bit more on the story. But I've been thinking about that, and I think I should kind of maybe do another pullback and focus on the mechanics a little bit more, do another episode where I focus on that some more. So I might do that in an upcoming episode. That's a great suggestion.
Nice. Yeah. Because you're already doing that a little bit, because at the end of each act, you kind of explain, oh, I got this many plot points.
Yeah, there was a bit of that. Yep.
Either I'm going to save them, or then at the end, you kind of spent them a little bit.
True.
So you already have a little bit of that explanation, so I think adding a little bit more might not be terrible.
Yeah, I think that's a great observation.
One last thing for me, you know, I just think, kind of going back to what I just said, You kind of explain a little bit of that character progression when it comes to the system there in between acts. And I love that, because that helps with understanding Roland's character progression and how he's improving as a secret agent and different things like that. So I really enjoy that you're doing that at the end of your act.
Nice. Good.
All right. Last bit I'd say is, you know, without spoiling anything, what things do we have to look forward to in the next ones?
Well, I can tell you that this is the end of Diamonds, Dragons, and Shadows. However, Roland Doyle will return in Russian Roulette. That's it for this episode of Steam Spy Solo Stories. You can find all of our episodes on soundcloud.com/tabletopradiohour. You can also follow us on Twitter at tabletopcast, or on facebook.com/tabletopradiohour. You can contact us at our email, tabletopradiohour@gmail.com, and find our website at tabletopradiohour.wordpress.com, where you can also find information about our Patreon. End transmission, over and out.